From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, May 24th, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Diversions Puzzles and Games, committed to offering fun, social, and technology-free ways to connect at Hannaford Plaza by Main Mall and DiversionsGames.com, and by Red Zone Wireless, providing a local alternative for broadband throughout Maine. Learn more at RedZoneWireless.com.
Governor Janet Mills has signed into law a bill that eliminates religious and philosophical exemptions for required vaccinations in Maine. Maine joins California, Mississippi, and West Virginia to become the fourth state without religious exemptions for vaccine requirements. A new report from the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston finds that prescribing practices are a stronger driver of the opioid crisis in New England than our economic conditions. As Patty White reports, the goal of the study was to better understand the underlying cause of the epidemic, which has claimed 10,000 lives across the region in recent years.
The study by the Public Policy Branch of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston examined the rate of opioid prescriptions and overdose deaths county by county in New England. Riley Sullivan is a senior policy analyst with the bank.
We found that the counties that several years ago had the highest rates of legal prescription opioids are now the ones that have kind of the highest rates of fatal overdoses.
Sullivan says there is a link between economic conditions and the opioid crisis, but the link with prescribing practices is stronger. The most recent data the report examined for overdose deaths was from 2016. That's the same year that a Maine law went into effect that limits opioid prescriptions. Maine's Director of Opioid Response, Gordon Smith, says the state has seen progress since then.
18 months after that, we find that for the first time in 7 or 8 years, there's a decline in overdose deaths. Is kind of further evidence that of what they're suggesting in the report.
Maine's overdose death rate dropped 15% last year. The Federal Reserve report also found that states that have approached the opioid crisis as a public health issue, such as Vermont, had the lowest rate of overdose deaths in New England. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
And Maine has moved closer to joining the dozen or so states that have legalized gambling on sports. The proposal with the most support in the Veterans and Legal Affairs Committee allows wagering at physical locations like a Maine casino and also online. The second would require operators to be connected to an existing gambling facility. One of the two proposals will be voted on by the full legislature. In weather tonight, clear skies, calmer statewide with areas of fog and lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the 60s and 70s. Sunday, showers and some thunder in the afternoon with more sun in the south. Highs in the low 60s to high 70s north to south.
This past week on Maine Calling, Monday, Maine's bioeconomy.
To replace all of those items with items that are more sustainable, greener, have a better carbon footprint.
Tuesday, understanding red flag laws. Wednesday, best book recommendations. Thursday, the health of Maine's lakes.
Climate change impacts from that change in the weather pattern that are going to have a big impact on lakes.
And Friday, places to visit in and around Maine this season. Maine Calling online anytime at mainecalling.org.
After weeks of negotiations, mostly in private, the legislature's Budget Writing Appropriations Committee is within striking distance of reaching agreement on a 2-year spending package that could take effect July 1st. But no agreement yet. Maine Public Radio's senior political reporter Mal Leary joins me now from Augusta. Mal, are they going to reach a deal?
That's a question, Nora, that's being asked by a lot of people at the State House. There's all kinds of lobbyists from various interest groups that are milling around on the second floor of the Capitol, as are various state agencies officials. They want to be there to answer any questions about their budget that may come up during these private negotiations that are underway in the back room. Will they reach an agreement? Well, it hasn't happened yet. But there's no question there's been a lot of progress made. There's been unanimous votes on the committee on most of the around $8 billion budget or so that's in the state 2-year budget. But as the old saying goes, the devil is in the details. And all the details, Nora, have not been ironed out.
So it's close, but not yet. What are some of the big sticking point issues that the committee has reached agreement on?
Well, first, most of the budget is not contentious. It's something we forget when we report this. It's paying the bills for state government programs like law enforcement, the courts, the legislature itself, and all of those many services that we call on state government for. I'd guess somewhere around 90% of the budget items have been agreed to. But on some of the big programs, there are always disagreements. But the committee has reached agreement on several of them. For example, earlier this week, they agreed on a funding level for the Medicaid expansion that the voters approved a couple years ago. That was an area where there was a lot of uncertainty about how much it would cost, but agreement was reached. Another major item that was voted into the budget was the school funding subsidy. That's for public schools. The panel adopted the level proposed by Governor Mills, but there are still many issues that are being discussed that could cause problems.
So from what you're hearing, what is holding up a final agreement?
What area is a classic problem that happens when they're working on a budget? It sounds simple, but it isn't. There's strong support for more property tax relief from both political parties. But how do you provide that relief is a question that hasn't been solved. Some want direct payments to taxpayers. Others want to increase municipal revenue sharing. And I've heard some argue for a combination of both. The problem, of course, is there's not enough money to do everything that the lawmakers would like to do. And Republicans have made it clear they want the overall size of the budget reduced. Now, Governor Mills is proposing increased staffing in several agencies, like the Department of Education. And Republicans say some of the increase she wants needs to be pared down. That's a lengthy process, and how long it's going to take is uncertain as they go through these dozens of positions and say, yes, we'll fund this one, and no, we won't fund that one.
So a lot of people on appropriations have said they would like to get this done tonight. Is that going to happen?
I'm not that good a soothsayer. They're certainly trying. They've been working hard. But I don't think anyone is sure on the committee that they will finish up tonight. There's been talk of meeting on Saturday if they think they can finalize a deal. But the reality is no one wants to take part of their weekend unless they're sure they're going to get done. So we won't know if their deal is finally hammered out till they finally come out in public and make the motion to finally close the budget.
All right, that's Maine Public Radio's senior political reporter Mal Leary. Mal, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Nora.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Have a great weekend. I'm Nora Flaherty.